the narrative is out there that you can't be a closer having the strikeout numbers or the swing and miss numbers Clay Holmes has, that you can't put that many balls in play, that you need to strike out everyone. And if you look at Mariano Rivera's strikeout numbers, you'd be surprised.
But you look at it, what he was great at was his postseason performances.
That's not entirely true. Yes, that's what made him special, but he was great every single time he hit the mound. Regular season, postseason, like he was always
great. Postseason, though, it makes the difference between a good closer and a great closer.
Yeah, I understand that. He also, you know, if you want to be fair about it, nobody likes to talk about it. He blew the 97 series against Cleveland. He blew the 2001 series against the Diamondbacks. He blew 04 against the Red Sox. I mean, it's not like he's impervious to blown saves, even in the postseason.
Well, Clay Holmes has yet to prove himself.
Clay Holmes, Steve, I'm sorry. I normally would, like, in no way, shape, and form. Like, this is what bothers me sometimes about the callers, and it's our own fault. It's our own fault, too. WFN, it's our own fault. We put out stories and the headline, and nobody reads the story or goes back and listens to what I say. But when I'm doing the show, I expect you to listen, Steve, on some level, and comprehend what I'm saying. In no way am I saying Clay Holmes is as good a closer as Mariano Rivera. In no way. Let me make that clear. Mariano Rivera is the greatest closer to ever live. Clay Holmes isn't even the best closer in the league, or necessarily. Like, I'm not even putting them in the same category of success or anything other than the specific thought and narrative that is out there right now about Clay Holmes is that he doesn't miss enough bats to be the closer. That's the reason why he can't be the New York Yankees closer come postseason time. And by the way, if you want to look at Clay Holmes' postseason numbers, they're actually excellent. He has yet to give up a run in the postseason. He has pitched 8 innings in the postseason. He has a 0 ERA and a 0.6 whip. So he's been better in the postseason than he's even been in the regular season. Now, it's a very short sample size. It's the wild card game in 2021, and then it's the ALDS and ALCS 2 years ago. But he's pitched 8 innings, and he's given up 3 hits in 8 innings. He's allowed 5 base runners in 3 innings. In 8 innings, excuse me. 5 base runners in 8 innings, and he struck out 8 batters in 8 innings. I'm not comparing Mariano Rivera and Clay Holmes other than, and I guess I'll just do it now, other than the strikeouts. Because the narrative is Clay Holmes doesn't miss enough bats. Clay Holmes plays to contact, and therefore he cannot be the closer. The closer has to come in and blow people away. The closer has to come in and get strikeouts. The closer has to come in and miss bats. Anything other than that isn't a closer. That's the narrative. And I will push back at that with Mariano Rivera and his strikeout numbers. Mariano Rivera had a career strikeout per nine of 8.2. Mariano Rivera only had had a 10 strikeout per nine season in 96 of his entire career. He had a career of 8.2 strikeouts per nine. Clay Holmes as a Yankee is a full strikeout and a half better than that. Clay Holmes strikes out 9.7. Has 9.7 strikeouts per nine. Clay Holmes, even this year, where he's having the worst strikeout numbers of his Yankee career, is still 8.9, better than Mariano Rivera's career. And that's not just the last few years. That's, look back at Mariano Rivera's numbers. He doesn't have big-time strikeout numbers. Mariano Rivera didn't always come in and blow people away. Mariano Rivera pitched to contact. Mariano Rivera got ground balls. Mariano Rivera got beat by little bloops like 2001. Mariano Rivera got beat because he threw a ball away like in 2001. Mariano Rivera got beat by a stolen base and a little ground ball up the middle. Yes, he got beat by the Alomar home run in 97. But he didn't always come in and have nothing but strikeouts. And that's not to compare them as pitchers, but just to say, you can't tell me that a reliever has to come in or a closer has to come in and strike everybody out, otherwise he can't be the closer, when the greatest closer of all time did it less than Clay Holmes does. That's all I'm saying. If you want to look at it, Mariano Rivera, over the course of his career, struck out less people than Clay Holmes is striking out now. You can pitch the way Clay Holmes pitches and still be the closer. You've got to be sound defensively. He had Tino Martinez and Mark Teixeira. He had Derek Jeter at shortstop. He had a very slick fielding Robinson Cano and Chuck Knobloch. Although he ran into the yips later in his Yankee tenure. He had Scott Brosius at third base. Mariano Rivera broke bats. He didn't always miss them. So before you tell me that Clay Holmes can't be the closer, I will tell you he strikes out more people than Mariano Rivera. So if it's going to be he can't be the closer, it's going to be straight on ability. It's going to be straight on blown saves. It's going to be straight on his effectiveness. It's not going to be his style of pitching. It's not going to be his strikeout rate because he strikes out enough. Now, the Yankee bullpen overall has too many of the same type that don't get swings and misses. You'd like some more in the bullpen, and the Yankees will go get some. But the idea that Clay Holmes cannot be the Yankee closer heading into the postseason because he doesn't strike out enough people is ridiculous. It's not true. He's got to be effective. He's got to make his pitches, and the defense has to help him when there's soft contact. And right now, Rizzo doesn't help him. And Rizzo's hurt him a bunch of times. And Clay Holmes has hurt, and Gleyber Torres has hurt him. Now, again, not comparing them, I'm just saying the style of pitching to contact, doesn't mean you can't be the closer.